I to the world am like a drop of water, that in the ocean seeks another drop. William Shakespeare, The Comedy of Errors. The Cowichan Valley Shakespeare Festival is once again making a splash this summer as it celebrates its 14th season with the perfect blend of comedy and tragedy as local thespians leave it all out on stage with Old Will's works The Comedy of Errors directed by Alex Gallacher, and Antony and Cleopatra directed by Aaron Montan. Both plays will come to life on stage with the stunning backdrop of Gemmo the Isle Farm from August 6 to 17. It feels so amazing to be celebrating 14 years, said Gallacher. I think Shakespeare is meant to be seen and heard rather than read. He has always been my favorite, but I feel that he is so universal that everyone can enjoy him all the way from kids up to adults, and I think it can be very understandable if you work hard to make it so. The Comedy of Errors, which has a cast of 29, is set in the Greek city of Ephesus and is about twins who were separated at birth. Chaos and comedy ensue when Antipholus of Syracuse, Jason Pressman, and his servant Dromio, Katie McIntyre, arrive in Ephesus, which turns out to be the home of both their twin brothers Antipholus of Ephesus, Jordan Lyric, and his servant, Dromio of Ephesus, played by both Boey Farquharson and Jay Wilson. Once the Syracusans, who also coincidentally share the same names and attire, encounter the friends and families of their local twins, a series of mishaps based on mistaken identities begin to run wild. The respected servants Dromio of Ephesus and Dromio of Syracuse also get mistaken for one another, so it makes for a lot of great comedic situations, said Gallacher. It's very funny and farcical as it touches on themes such as marriage and the misconception that can happen between spouses. Identity is another, as one twin is consistently mistaken for and treated like the other. The play does a great job of portraying these types of tensions. There will also be some tension in the tragic love story of Antony and Cleopatra, which blends passion, power, and betrayal set against the backdrop of the birth of the Roman Empire. Legendary Roman general Mark Antony, J. Mills, finds himself neglecting his soldierly duties and ignoring Rome's domestic problems after being beguiled by Egypt's magnetic queen Cleopatra, Mary Gallagher. With his help needed to fight the three notorious pirates of the Mediterranean, Octavius, Nima Foel, calls him back to Rome, while Cleopatra begs him not to go. He eventually leaves to fight. This story weaves between the intimacy of Antony and Cleopatra's love and the tragic political decisions that must be made to ensure peace in the empire. The Shawnigan Players are an amazing group of artists. I really love the support and energy that everybody brings right from the top down, said Montan. I've always been drawn to how iconic Antony and Cleopatra are. They're almost mythological in our culture, especially Cleopatra. It was an amazing epic of time where you had the birth of the Roman Empire, the birth of Christianity, and the end of Hellenistic empires. As a first-time director, Montan feels much gratitude for the amount of freedom and creative leeway he was given to approach rehearsals as he saw fit, allowing him to implement improvisational elements, while mixing it up with different voices, scenes, and even time periods to keep the process fresh and fun. I love the creative process of rehearsals, especially when you open it up for actors to take risks such as how they choose to enunciate and use their bodies, said Montan. Not only can this process be hilariously entertaining, but it is also really important because the more you can reach and stretch yourself during rehearsal, the more it improves your range and comfort level on stage. I really think people will be impressed with the characterizations that all of the actors have done. They are all both very interesting and compelling. The opportunity to volunteer can also be both interesting and compelling. The players are in need of some front-of-the-house assistance. For more information, please reach out to Rob Foel at uaubery@gmail.com. Double up on the fun as both shows run each Sunday. Single tickets for each show are $25, while a family ticket per show is $50, which includes admission for two adults and up to three youth. The festival pack for two single shows are $40, while the family pass for both is $80. Tickets for all shows can be purchased either in person at 10 Old Books in Duncan, or online at shawnigan-players.ticket.ca/. Before heading to the Gem, Comedy of Errors will have a sneak peek performance at the Gallery Garden on Ingram Street in Dunkna with admission by donation on July 31st at 6:30 p.m. Then it will kick off the final day of 39 Days of July at Charles Hoey Park on August 4th at 11 a.m., followed by Antony and Cleopatra at 1 p.m. I really hope the audience enjoys watching the actors act, because that is really where the magic lies, said Montan. Our aim is to always put on beautiful and compelling shows, said Gallacher. I hope people take complete delight in the stories and enjoy these beautiful performances in the incredible venue that is Gemmo the Isle, and that they will want to come back next year.